This is One More Round with Chad Hasty, a podcast that covers politics, sports, cigars, and whatever else may be on our minds. Tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on 790 KFYO or online at KFYO.com. And be sure to follow Chad on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. Now, here's Chad.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to One More Round. I am Chad Hasty. Hope you're having a fantastic day. You know, tomorrow on the show, I'll be visiting with City Councilwoman Karen Gibson. She's running for re-election for the Lubbock City Council in District 5. And I've received a few emails from folks who are, number one, surprised that Karen Gibson would want to come on the show. Number two, wondering, well, what about some of the other candidates? Well, you know, it's been nice. We've had on quite a few of the candidates running for City Council. We have visited with everyone running for City Council in District 3 and District 1. We have visited with two of the candidates, Frank Gutierrez and Lena Moore. And in District 5, we will be visiting with Karen Gibson tomorrow. And then on April 15th, we'll be visiting with Dr. Brian Carr. He finally got back to the show to let us know when he could come on the program. Evidently, he's very busy with a private practice. He's tied up until April 15th at the earliest. So, good to hear from Dr. Brian Carr. Appreciate him wanting to appear on the program. Now, as far as Victor Hernandez, we've reached out numerous times to Victor, and so far we have not heard back from Victor Hernandez. So, will he appear on the show? I hope he will. I hope he will come on the show and answer questions about why he's running for re-election and answer questions about where he stands on some of the issues that the city council faces now and some of the issues that they may face in the future. He owes it not only to the voters in District 1, but I think to the voters throughout the entire city. Now, Karen Gibson coming on the show is very interesting. Of course, I've taken a few shots at Karen Gibson. I've had my disagreements with her, but I will say this. I have to give a tremendous amount of respect to Karen Gibson for not only wanting to come on the show, but responding almost immediately, giving me a call and saying, yes, I absolutely want to come on the show and really thanking me for the invitation. You know, it takes a lot sometimes for a politician, especially local politicians, to understand that they've been criticized by the press, to understand that they've been criticized by talk show hosts like me, and will still put aside however upset they may be to come on the show and to answer questions because they know you're listening. You have to give her a lot of respect and you have to give her a lot of credit for wanting to come on the program. So I look forward to visiting with Councilwoman Karen Gibson tomorrow on the show. That'll be on, of course, Thursday at 9 a.m. here on News Talk 790 KFYO, and you can listen online at KFYO.com. Hope you have a fantastic day. Be sure to catch me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. That's at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter. And of course, The Chad Hasty Show, weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO and online at KFYO.com.